they wanted to bury her different from my daddy. And I said, no, not as long as breath in my body. I'm going to bury my mother just exactly like I'm going to bury my daddy. And her funeral cost $1,054. That was from 37 to 53. And that same type of funeral now would cost you $1,500, $1,800. Now, with three of us boys and four girls, and I lost a little brother when he was around 6 months old, approximately. And they buried him in just a plain wooden box or something.
Was the funeral in the home? Or?
Well, now, when my daddy died, Mr. which is the funeral director, had just came to Bottleville. He hadn't been to Bottleville over a year or two. And back before that time, when a person died, they went over there and bought a box or casket or whatever they wanted. And they put it in, and the neighbors, they didn't embalm. The neighbors would take them to the graveyard in a sur and let them down with a wagon line, leather wagon line, that the coffin down, and then pull them out. That's
the service would be where?
The service would either be at the cemetery, at the house. If a church was nearby, it would be at the church. But most of the time, the funeral would be at the graveside.
I see.
That was before the means of transportation improved. Back then, there it was wagon mostly back in those days.
Of course, the body was kept at home then. It wasn't left at the
funeral home. We didn't have a funeral home. See, when my dad died in 37, he would have just a little hole in the wall. The body had to be brought back home. And that's why they asked Mama there, would it be all right to embalm Daddy out here? And they said, yeah. See, Bob Mayfield come in and wash him and bomb Daddy. They got right at 2 gallons of blood out of Daddy. I don't know where Bob they he buried it out here on the yard.
I don't know how you folks feel about this, but it seems to me to be very impersonal to have everything off the funeral home. Do you think so or not?
Well, you know, I had always said that I did not want to be left at the funeral home. I wanted to be brought back home.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 years this October, the man that has lived on our place here for 30-something years died. And nothing would do the family, but he had to be brought back home. And of course, as a child growing up, all the neighbors went in, and I mean, it was plenty of people to sit up. And I mean, that was no problem. But that night, everybody left, and it was Robert and myself and the family until about 9 o'clock. From about 9:30, wasn't it, Robert? Between 9:30 and 10 that night until around 9 o'clock the next morning, it was just us. And that changed my feelings completely. Because the family, they didn't rest. They was just up and down. And if the body is left at the funeral home, the family can go home and be quiet and be to themselves, and it really changed my feelings.
I hadn't thought of that.
The night after the funeral, you take them to the cemetery and leave them. They are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Yes, that's true. I know when I was a kid, the home was much more...
Back then, the world was not in a faster pace than it is now. We go now from lickety-split from morning to night. We don't take time to, like I said, sit down and eat a decent meal.